Now what's next? We need to put our, we're going to cap it. We're going to put this plaster on the very top. And once the plaster's on the top and it hardens up some, we can dig down deeper and not have to worry about our bone beginning to crumble and fall apart. So let's get one of these little bandages. Now normally we use dish pans and big buckets of plaster, and you pour the water in, and then someone dumps plaster in while you get your hands in there and you swish it all around. And when it gets to feel nice and creamy and just the right feel, that's when we dip in pieces of a cloth called burlap. Have you ever seen an old feed sack that's made of a real coarse looking cloth called burlap? Well, we cut the burlap up in strips and dip it in the plaster and lay it on. But right now we're using a little special thing called a ready wrap. Okay, here's how we do it. Dip it in the water and swish it around and push the rest down in there. Get it all wet. Okay, now that it's wet, we'll kind of push it around a little bit. Now help me lay this on. And what we want to do is start here and push it down nice and tight and snug so that we have no air pockets underneath. And it's holding on good and strong. And push it down. Okay. All right. I think we better do one more strip. Now, when we go and work at these sites, we don't just jerk every bone we find out. There's a lot of things that happen before we take the bone out. Dr. Dale Winkler, who you heard talking, he at the Jones Ranch is the one that keeps the records. He has field notebooks. He sketches every bone. He measures every bone. He draws them. He photographs them. And we make a map of the whole quarry so that we know exactly where every bone came from and how close they were to the next one. And the way we might map something is we usually have a tree that we call our datum, or a post that we call our datum, and we'll pull a string east and west, and we'll measure over east and west, and then we'll measure down north and south. And that way we can make a map on a piece of graph paper that puts every bone in the exact place that it needs to be in. So you know what's next after this? We gotta let this harden for a while, and we might have a chance to come back to it. But for now, we're gonna let it harden, then we'll dig down. And this is a nice small bone, and this one's easy to deal with. And once we get this out, I can pick it up with my hands, or you could, and we could carry it. We call it a hand block. But sometimes when we're dealing with dinosaurs, the bones are so big and there's so many of them that the block gets to be really, really big. And at Jones Ranch, one of the blocks weighed 22,000 pounds. That's 11 tons. And we had to use a bulldozer to get it out. Got a couple questions here. Is Compsognathus the smallest of all dinosaurs? I don't think it's the absolute smallest. It's one of the smallest ones. And we might ask Dale Winkler a little later on to check my facts on that, because he would know for sure. Are we almost ready to run the video? Okay. Here's a video. Now, this great big block right in the middle that you're looking there, that people are walking around on, is where we dug up the whole hips of one of these 60-foot dinosaurs. Okay, this is the old bird video. This was filmed and shot in 1935, and R.T. Bird is using an old car to transport some of the blocks back to a train station where they could be taken by train down to Galveston, Texas, and then by ship up to New York. So he used an old car. For this block, we had to use a bulldozer. Can you see how big that block is? This is a hand block that's 8 inches long. That block was 9 feet long and about 8 feet wide. We put it on a sled, the kind of a sled you'd use to slide down a hill, but it was a huge sled used for moving machinery around in oil fields. We put it on a sled, and the bulldozer dragged it up to Mr. Jones's house on the ranch. And there we had a trailer that they were able to lay down like a ramp and there was a huge winch on the back of the truck, a cable winch that wound the cable up on a drum, and we attached the winch and pulled the block up onto the truck. And you know what happened? On the way to town, the truck's brakes caught on fire. And here we were on the side of the highway, and one of the wheels is on fire and smoking, and we thought that we wouldn't get it back to Fort Worth, but we did, and we had a crane ready to lift the block off. And in fact, Dale Winkler and Kent Newman just about 3 weeks ago went over there and started to work on that block with some chisels and saws, and we're going to get the bones out of that rock. Okay.